Thank you for tuning in. This is Mark J. Ward, and we're happy to be with you with the radio program entitled Pleasing God, heard Monday through Friday on this radio station from noon to 15 minutes after the hour. We're so excited to be talking today about God's Word and the Bible timeline. We'd like to divide this into two parts, today and tomorrow, if you will, and take your Bibles in hand and let's do a quick journey through God's book, the Bible. We've talked about why have this program, and then we had several lessons on who is this God of the Bible that we should know. And we'd like to now turn just to a table of contents and just do an overview and point out some very key elements of our 66 book Bible. The reason you'll hear me refer many times to the 66 book Bible is because there are those who claim a 72 or more book Bible. And this is nothing to be alarmed about. God has given us His Word. We have what we need as a roadmap to how we might please Him, both as individuals and as local congregations, should fashion themselves, organize themselves, worship, and the work of the local church. When we think about the time period that is covered, we have in the beginning, Genesis 1:1, of time as we know it, God created the heavens and the earth. And in 6 days, God created what we have, and on the seventh day, God rested. We know from God's revealed word what He wants us to know that we cannot learn from simply observing the natural order of things. The psalmist said on one occasion, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork." There is an argument that can be made from the design of things that we see in the world that argue for intelligent design, a creator. But we must have what we call specific revelation. That is, God has given to us in His Word, the Bible, what He wants us to know about Himself, about the history of man, and answers to many questions that we would be curious about that God has seen fit to let us know the answer to. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, and Deuteronomy are known as the Torah, or the five books of law. Now, God's Word contains law all the way from Genesis through Revelation. And yet, God has not always dealt with man with the same law ages, or might we use the term dispensations. In Hebrews, the first chapter, and in the very first verse of that wonderful text, the New King James reads, "God, who at various times and in various ways," some translations say portions or parts, "spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds." If you were to think of the earth as being created mature, however God wanted mature to be, we have man and woman created, not a little baby boy or a little girl and call it marriage. No, God decided in His infinite wisdom to create man from the dust of the ground and woman from the side of man, specifically taking a rib and fashioning woman to be a helpmeet, a wonderful companion for life. And in this, we have the Garden of Eden. True story, not a fable. This is not a book like Aesop's Fables. The Bible is a book of truth and exposing error and showing the conflict between God and Satan, good and evil, right and wrong, and the fact that we all, mankind, men and women, have free moral agency, free will, to decide how we want to live, who we want to serve, whether we want to be hedonistic in our lifestyle, whether we want to serve idolatry, whether we want to serve sensuality, whether we want to serve another God that's not the God of the Bible, or if we want to seek and know and follow to the best of our abilities the Godhead, deity as revealed in God's book, the Bible. As we leave the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, finding that from the time of Adam going forth and Noah and the flood, and then coming out with 8 souls that were saved and man starting afresh, and then we have Abraham in chapter 12 and the first 3 verses and the promise that was made, the seed promise, the land promise, and to make a great nation of the loins, the genealogies from Abraham. And finally we get to Israel and the 12 sons, later to be known as the 12 tribes of Israel, the Israelites, the tribe of Levi being the priestly tribe, and coming forth with judges as God planned to rule. And God knew what would happen in the future, and the children of Israel were not to intermarry with other foreign nations who had false gods, idolatry, and various ways of doing things that were against God's will. But man sins. Man always thinks that things are greener on the other side of the fence. And we can see through the history of time the children of Israel going to wanting a king, and some kings being good, and then the divided kingdom after King Saul and David and Solomon. And we have the northern kingdom, Israel, and the tribes that were in it. And we have the southern kingdom, Judah, and the tribes that were in it, and the good kings and the bad kings, and mostly there were bad kings. And then the time of Josiah and Reformation and finding the book of the Lord and the law and reading it and being sad, and then beginning to build according to the pattern to please God. And then a few kings later, how sad it is and disappointing that things regressed again and mankind fell into sin, that is, God's chosen people, the Israelites, and the Babylonian captivity, the Assyrian captivity, punishment, if you will, chastening of the Lord out of love, so that while there is life, there is hope that there might be reform, repentance in doing the will of the Almighty God. The prophets that warned, the prophets that wept, the prophets that did everything they could to shout from the mountaintops and from the rooftops that there is a God and that it's important to please Him and that vengeance belongs to God and judgment belongs to God. And God is not a mean God. He's just and He's fair. And if you love Him and serve Him, you will be blessed. But if you turn on Him and depart from Him, then He will forsake you. The psalmist begins to, after the prophets, we have Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms and Proverbs, the poetry of Ecclesiastes and the wisdom of Ecclesiastes and the beauty of the Song of Solomon. And then we get over into Isaiah and Jeremiah, and based on the length or the number of pages or verses or chapters, as the Bible was not originally divided into chapters and verses, but how convenient it is that we can study God's Word even easier because of the introduction of chapters and verses. We have the major or the larger book, prophets, and in no way insignificant or less important, the minor prophets, because of the shortness of the books. And we go all the way through to Malachi. And as far as the Bible points out, the written revelation has a period of silence, if you will, for about 400 years. I am not aware of a verse that would say emphatically that no one spoke of God. Maybe there were prophets that had words to say. But as far as the writing is concerned, I know that there was a period of silence. Then as prophesied in Scripture, as was promised back to Abraham, that through his seed all nations or families of the earth would be blessed, Christ is foretold in many prophecies. And looking at Isaiah and talking about the anguish and the death, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth when he would be, that is the Christ, sacrificed for you and for me. And then even as we turn over into the New Testament and we see Jesus' ministry on earth for about 3 years and his submission to the Father in heaven and living and dying as a man with no sin, perfectly following a very strict and rigid law of Moses, which was the law of God at the time, from Exodus 20 forward to the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And then the gospel age is ushered in, Acts 2. And we will be running out of time now to speak of it in detail, but we want to, Lord willing, talk about it tomorrow in our next study together. And we will talk about the kingdom of God's dear Son and the revelation that came through inspiration and the confirmation of that revelation with signs following per Mark 16 and verse 20 and other verses. Yes, God has been very gracious in giving us a small enough book that we can digest it. We don't have something the size of an Encyclopedia Britannica to read in order to know about God. Yes, there might be things that we wonder that are not revealed to us, but God has seen fit to give us His Word, His information, the very best way for us. There is an economy of words in Scripture. There's the right amount of redundancy or repetitiveness for our benefit with regard to things we need to be warned about concerning the salvation or the damnation of our souls eternally. This time period will begin to put, Lord willing, in tomorrow's study, some approximate dates from what we can gather from various dynasties and kings and things that are mentioned in God's Word, the Bible. But as we go through this timeline, it is a historical lesson, but at the same time, it is a lesson in apologetics. No prophecies have failed. There are some yet to be fulfilled, and Jesus is coming again, and the judgment day, and the end of time. But there is nothing that has been overlooked, or that has been faulty, with God's Word in prophecy, and the fulfillment thereof. This is another reason to believe in God, the internal evidences that exist in this book. Old skeptics will tell you that they think that there are contradictions and that 40 men cannot write a book such as the Bible over a period of maybe 1,200 years of time. And there be no contradictions. Well, they can if God inspires them to. And that's what we have in this marvelous revelation in written form, to read and study and meditate and discern and rightly divide, that as our text in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and verses 20 and 21 teach, we can be pleasing unto God, realizing the benefit of Jesus Christ our Lord's sacrifice, that all men might come to God and be saved. And that includes you, and that includes me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please visit our website at markjward.com. Go to the question section. Give me a question or a comment. Love to hear from you. Have a blessed day.